Listening Library presents The Perfect Score by Rob Bouye. Read for you by Abigail Ravash, Robbie Damon, Caitlin Davies, Ozzy Rodriguez, and Todd Habercorn.
Chapter 1. The Players. Gavin. Things need to get ugly before they can get better. It's that simple. It's a fact of life. Think of a good bruise you got from a football game. That bruise is a nice black and blue to start. Then it turns into a nasty green and yellow mix before finally getting better. Think of a leaky pipe in your ceiling. My old man would tell you, you've got to cut a big gaping hole up there in order to fix it. It's going to be ugly before he can make it any better. And think of babies. A lot of people think babies are adorable, but I happen to disagree. When my little sister Maggie came home from the hospital, I took one look at her and said, "Wow, she's ugly." She was all round and pudgy, like a snowman, with a floppy and misshapen head. "Niño, don't say that," Mom scolded. "Well, she is," I mumbled. Her dented head reminded me of someone who had just taken his football helmet off. The good news is, after a while, things straighten out and we don't look so bad, usually. That's not the case for everyone, though. There were definitely a few kids in school that hadn't happened for yet, and might never, like Trevor and Mark, and definitely like Scott Mason. That boy was a mess. He might have been one of the smartest kids in the whole darn school, but that didn't keep him from showing up every day with his shoes on.